on Fridays, we get together with our favorite political humorist and satirist, Bill Melberg.
Hey, hey.
You can learn more about Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. That's aneveningwiththepresidents.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Chicago, it's Bill Melberg. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Diane.
How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, America. Good morning, Connect FM listeners. And good morning, Gary O'Brien.
Gary, hey, good morning, Bill.
It's been a while since you and I spoke with each other on radio, but it's good to hear your radio voice again.
And it's good to hear your voice again, too, Bill. Or maybe I should say, it's good to hear your voices. I always enjoy listening to the many voices of Bill Melberg.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. And I'm pleased to say that your comment was echoed by one of our Connect FM listeners in an email I received just last week. However, the gentleman who sent the email did have a slight complaint, or maybe I should call it a request.
Bill, can you read that listener's message to us?
I sure can, Diane. It's from one of our internet listeners, Mr. Dick Eastman of Antioch, Illinois. And here's the message Mr. Eastman sent to us. It reads,
Dear Connect FM, I always enjoy the segments with Bill Melberg on Friday mornings, but in recent weeks, you've been spoofing some of the negative political attack ads that have been bombarding our airwaves and which will no doubt continue to bombard our airwaves through November. 3 months ago, you presented a happier program filled with unusual facts and useless trivia. Could you possibly bring back Presidents Clinton and Bush to offer some more unusual facts and useless trivia to end our week on a more pleasant note? No unusual facts or useless trivia could be more useless than the political attack ads that I've been hearing and the robocalls that I've been getting since the 2012 presidential campaign swung into full swing this January. So please, go ahead and bore me. Signed, Dick Eastman, Antioch, Illinois, a loyal Connect FM internet listener. Well, thank you, Mr. Eastman, for that message, and I'm happy to tell you your wish is our command. Isn't that right, Diane and Gary?
Yes, it is, Bill. And joining us now are two of our regular Connect FM political analysts. First, let's say good morning to former President Bill Clinton.
Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Oh, shucks.
And hello, Gary.
Well, hello, Mr. President, and let's also say hello to former President George W. Bush.
Howdy, Gary. Howdy, Diane.
Gentlemen, you heard Dick Eastman's request, and I'm told that you've put together some more interesting and unusual facts for us this morning. So let's get started. President Clinton, why don't you go first?
Diane and Gary, let's start out with some things that happened on this date in history, April 20th. On April 20th, 1534, Jacques Cartier set sail on a voyage from France, which ended with his discovery of Canada. On April 20th, 1836, Congress passed an act creating the Wisconsin Territory, paving the way for all the Packer fans and cheeseheads who followed. April 20th, 1912 was opening day for Tiger Stadium in Detroit and Fenway Park in Boston. April 20th, 1916 was the first day of the Chicago Cubs playing in what is now known as Wrigley Field. On April 20th, 1918, Germany's Manfred von Richthofen, better known as the Red Baron, shot down his 79th and 80th victims one day before he himself was shot down and killed over France. On April 20th, 1972, 40 years ago today, Apollo 16 astronauts John Young and Charlie Duke landed on the moon. And on April 20th, 2010, the Deepwater Horizon oil well exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, beginning a massive oil spill.
Well, President Bush, do you have any trivia to add to that?
Yes, I do, Gary and Diane. April 20th marks the birthdays of actor Clint Howard, Ron Howard's younger brother, baseball player Don Mattingly, the evil dictator Adolf Hitler, and that fabulous Mongolian singer, Sarah.
I don't think I've ever heard of Sarah.
That's because you don't live in Mongolia.
President Clinton. Do you have other interesting facts for us?
Yes, I do, Diane and Gary. Did you know that south of the equator, water goes down the drain clockwise, and north of the equator, water goes down the drain counterclockwise?
I did not know that. Well, President Bush, do you think that's true?
Gary, I think you're asking me to explain the Coriolis effect. You see, Newton's laws of physics and motion govern the motion of an object in a non-accelerating inertial frame of reference. When Newton's laws are transformed to a uniformly rotating frame of reference, like the planet Earth, the Coriolis and centrifugal forces appear. The Coriolis effect is caused by the rotation of the Earth and the inertia of the mass experiencing the effect. This force causes moving objects on the surface of the Earth to veer to the right with respect to their direction of travel in the northern hemisphere and to the left in the southern hemisphere. Perhaps the most important instance of the Coriolis effect is in the large-scale dynamics of the oceans and the atmosphere, causing high-pressure systems to rotate clockwise in the northern hemisphere and counterclockwise in the southern hemisphere. And I hope that answers your question.
So that's why the water goes down the drain clockwise in the southern hemisphere and counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere.
Well, actually, Diane, other forces tend to determine the direction that water goes down the drain in your kitchen sink and bathtub. But those forces being neutral and equal, the short answer to your question is yes. I told you so. What did I say? Counterclockwise in the north, clockwise down the drain in the south.
Yes, you did, President Clinton. And I must say, both of you are really smart. By the way, I hope you can answer the P.S. in Dick Eastman's email message. It reads, P.S. Could President Clinton or President Bush tell us if he had a favorite song when he was a little boy?
A favorite song when I was a little boy. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And, Mr. Eastman, here it is.
With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. You can take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree, 'cause they're good for kids to climb in and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you and you'll find it's not a joke to see what you'd be missing if they all went up in smoke.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they called him Smokey. That was how he got his name.
That was your favorite song as a little boy?
It sure was, Diane. Yes, it was. Oh, Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can spot a fire before it starts to flame. That's how they call him Smokey. That is why he got his name. I love that song. But you see, Gary and Diane, Arkansas is the home of some of America's most beautiful national parks and national forests. And when I was a little boy back in Hope, Arkansas, I wanted to do everything I could to help Smokey Bear prevent forest fires and wildfires. In fact, you know, and you'll probably be really very impressed with this, I was a Smokey Bear Junior Forest Ranger.
You were?
Yes, I was. I was too, Gary.
Really? President Bush, you too were a Smokey Bear Junior Forest Ranger as a little boy in Texas?
Yes, sir. In fact, I still have my Smokey Bear Junior Forest Ranger badge, and I know the Smokey Bear Junior Forest Ranger pledge.
President Clinton, do you know the Smokey Bear Junior Forest Ranger pledge?
Oh, I sure do, Diane.
Well, why don't you recite that pledge for us?
Maybe the two of us. George, you want to do it with me? We'll take parts. Why not? Sure, you start. All right. I give my pledge as a junior forest ranger to save and to faithfully defend from waste the natural resources of my country, its soil and minerals, its forests, its flowers and trees, its waters, and its wildlife.
Wow, that's something. Both of you remember that Smokey Bear Junior Forest Ranger pledge.
But, Diane, you know, that's not something you tend to forget very easily. I mean, when you make a promise to a bear, especially a big bear like Smokey, who's got a shovel and the ranger's cap and everything, when you make a promise to a bear like Smokey, you'd better keep it, right, George? Absolutely.
Thank you, Junior Forest Rangers Clinton and Bush, for being with us this morning. And when we come back, we'll be hearing from Smokey Bear himself and from Junior Forest Ranger Bill Melberg. So stay tuned to Connect FM at 93.5 and 95.3. With political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, we've heard from former President Clinton. I'm sorry. And Bush. And we were talking earlier about Smokey the Bear and the Junior Forest Rangers. And now you have a message from Smokey the Bear himself. Is that right?
That's right, Diane. We'll be hearing from the great bear, Smokey, in just a moment. But as you know, the summer vacation season will be starting just a little over a month from now, and millions of people will be visiting our national parks and national forests, as well as our state parks and forest preserves. I've always loved camping and the great outdoors myself. In fact, I used to be an avid backpacker, and I've enjoyed the trees and the mountains and the rivers and the wildlife up close and personal. Mm-hmm. But I've also seen the terrible toll that forest fires and wildfires can take on the great outdoors. So as people are planning their outdoor vacations this summer, I hope they'll remember this message from Smokey Bear and his Junior Forest Ranger friends.
Smokey Falls.
Only you
can prevent forest fires.
Your campfires with water. Make sure it's totally wet. Then stir and drown again.
We count on you to do what Smokey says.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
And only you can prevent forest fires.
That's right, Gary.
Now, Diane says that you were a Smokey Bear Junior Forest Ranger.
Oh, yes, I was, Gary. In fact, when I was a youngster, many, many, many years ago, almost as many years ago as when Stevie J was a youngster, I wrote to Smokey Bear headquarters in Washington to get my Junior Ranger membership kit. And kids today can still become Smokey Bear Junior Forest Rangers by writing a letter to Smokey Bear headquarters in Washington and asking for their own membership kit.
Adventure guide.
Awesome. I have a 14, 9, and 8-year-old at the house. Do you have that address for us?
Yes, I do, Diane. It's Smokey Bear Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 20250. Once again, that's Smokey Bear Headquarters, Washington, D.C., 20250. Actually, you can download the adventure guide online by Googling Smokey Bear U.S. USDA Forest Service, the Smokey Bear USDA Forest Service, and the USDA, that's U.S. Department of Agriculture. Forest Service is part of it. It's a great activity for kids and a great reminder for adults.
As always, it's been great fun having you with us today, Bill. Great fun having Gary O'Brien on with us this morning as well. And I hope you have a good weekend.
Well, thank you. Be careful. Don't play with matches.
That's right.
Because not only will Smokey be watching you, but so will former Rangers Bill Clinton and George W. Bush.
Well, look.
Oh, my.
I always get a kick out of hearing Bill Clinton.
I think Stevie J was a junior forest ranger. That's part of the reason he's getting the honor this morning.
That's right. They're tapping him on the back for all his accomplishments, and I'm sure junior forest ranger's one of them. Hey, have a good weekend, Bill.
You too, guys.
And all right, Gary? Bill, great talking to you again.
Likewise, Gary.
So fun. All right, we are Connect FM 93.5, 95.3. You have a great weekend. Gary, thanks again for taking time out of your day to come on in and join us.
Always great. I asked you if there was food. Can we eat? That's usually your first question
That's
when you get asked.
Right.
I'm just kidding you. It was great fun, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. Have a good weekend.